brothers and sisters. Say another privilege for me to stand before you to share word of God with you. I thank Pastor Sammy Williams who gave privilege this time to shepherd you with Jesus' words. I thank Cornerstone Community Church for your encouragement, for your prayer. Have you seen any time shepherd who doesn't have staff and rod? Do you think that sheep can feed themselves without shepherd and know where will be the food for them? Answer is no. Do you know that you feel uncomfortable when sheep is near to you because of that sheep is smelly? The smell will come. Shepherd should always wash them. Do you know that sheep cannot understand what shepherd is saying to them? They need sometimes beating from shepherd. Do you know that the shepherd cannot fight with their enemies? They always depending upon shepherd who fights there with their enemies and to protect them. Dear brothers and sisters, sheep always dependable upon shepherd, not independent. She always is resting on shepherd. Same like this, we are like a sheep. We should rest on Jesus all the time. Jesus is our shepherd because we are always dependent, not independent. We need always the spiritual food from our shepherd. We never live life without Jesus Christ, who is our shepherd. We are not strong to fight with our sins and evil one. We are foolish like a sheep. Do you know that? Sheep is image of believers. The shepherd is image of Jesus Christ. My dear brothers and sisters, this sermon will help you a lot to know who your shepherd is and why we need to rest on Jesus Christ alone. Open your Bible along with me as we are reading Word of God. John Gospel, chapter 10, verse 11 to 18. John Gospel, chapter 10, verse 11 to 18. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who is not a owner of the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And wolf snatches them. He flees because he is a hired hand and he is not concerned about the sheep. Verse 14. I am the good shepherd and I know my own and my own know me. Even as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it again. No one has taken it away from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This commandment I received from my Father. The main theme of this passage is resting on Jesus as a shepherd. Leaning on Jesus as a shepherd. Look at verse 11 says, I am the good shepherd. And also look at verse 14 says, I am the good shepherd. This verse is saying, Jesus is shepherd. Not only John wrote this, the Peter wrote, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 25 says, for you are continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your soul. Shepherd means that provider and protector for sheep. One who shepherd the sheep flock. The four reasons that motivate us to rest on Jesus as a shepherd. First reason that motivates us to rest on Jesus as a shepherd is He is sufficient for us. He is sufficient for us. Look at verse 11 says, I am the good shepherd. The truth of this verse, evident for Jesus' sufficiency for His people. Three facts of Jesus as a shepherd that teaches His sufficiency for us. First fact of Jesus, He is a divine shepherd. He is a divine shepherd. Look at verse 11 says that, I am the good shepherd. John used I am. Jesus is saying I am. The word meaning is, I am exist. Whoever you see, wherever you see, the statement in John Gospel, that Jesus Himself claiming His deity. Jesus said that, I am the bread. I am the light of the world. I am the resurrection and life. I am the true vine. I am the way and life and truth. He said, wherever He said, first He said, I am. That I am showing that Jesus claiming that He is equal with God. He is equal with Yahweh. We know that Exodus chapter 3 verse 13 to 14 says, Then Moses said to God, Behold, I am going to sons of Israel and I will say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you. Now they may say to me, What is His name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And He said, Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Jesus is telling here, He is Yahweh. The meaning of I am is, He is eternal God, self-sufficient. This is present tense, so He is immutable God. He never changed yesterday, today, forever and ever. Do you know that Isaiah saw the Lord of hosts on the throne? Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1. This is Jesus. Because why I am saying this is Jesus, John wrote, John Gospel chapter 12 verse 41 says, These things Isaiah said because he saw His glory and he spoke of Him. So based on this word, Jesus is Lord of hosts. Isaiah saw His glory. He's based on context. His means Jesus. Isaiah saw Jesus. So we understand Jesus is Yahweh. I am. He is saying to Pharisees who doesn't like Jesus, who is avoiding Jesus Christ, who does not accept Jesus is Son of God. So Jesus is telling, I am. I am the Yahweh. I am God. He is holy, holy, holy. He is the one created heaven and earth, my dear brothers and sisters. He put stars in the sky. He controls all universe and galaxy. He is the one who divided Red Sea and saved His people from enemies. Our Lord Jesus Christ, He is sufficient for us because He is divine shepherd. The second fact of Jesus as a shepherd is, He is an excellent shepherd. Look at verse 11 says, I am the good shepherd. Look at the word good. The good means noble and excellent. He is the good shepherd because these religious leaders are bad shepherd. These are Pharisees. They are not good shepherd. Jesus is telling, I am the good shepherd. We will understand His excellency. Psalm 23. He is a good and noble shepherd because He makes us lie down His green pasture. And He leads His people beside the water and restores souls and guides the path of righteousness. He always with us and comforts us. He is showing loving kindness and goodness in His people. My dear brothers and sisters, why Jesus is sufficient for us? Not only He is divine shepherd, He is excellent shepherd. Finally, third fact of Jesus as a shepherd is, He is unique shepherd. Look at verse 11 says, I am the good shepherd. Look at the word, the. That so, he alone is the good shepherd, the unique shepherd. We say that the Son. Why we say the Son? There is only one Son for universe. We say the moon. There is only one moon for universe. So like that, Jesus only one, only good shepherd. He is unique shepherd. So based on this, Jesus is sufficient for us. Why we need to rest on Jesus Christ, my dear brothers? Because he is sufficient for us. He is sufficient for us. My dear brothers and sisters, there is a preacher in Andhra Pradesh. His name is P.D. Sundar Rao. He claims himself, he says himself, victorious, Jai Shali. He says, I am lion, he says that. But he is very passionate for God who is in Bible. But his problem is, he says that Jesus is not equal with God the Father. He preaches and trains young people to believe this. He believes that Jesus is Son of God the Father, but he did not believe that Jesus' divinity. And he preaches terrible and heresy. What is that? Jesus and Holy Spirit both are brothers. God the Father is Father of them. He is preaching like that. If any preacher said that, these young people came and debate with that pastor. This is heresy. Not only this type of people, Jehovah Witness, they think that Jesus is created being, not God. But what he is saying here, I am. He is divine shepherd. He is excellent shepherd. He is unique shepherd. No one like him, my dear brothers and sisters. You understand who Jesus is from this verse. No need to depend on anybody, but depend on Jesus. You have a shepherd who is sufficient for you to solve every spiritual problem. What you are facing now. He is able. He is sufficient to solve that problems, my dear brothers and sisters. Because he is divine and excellent, unique shepherd. Do not believe these wrong doctrines. Whoever says this, avoid those people. Read the Bible. What Bible saying about Jesus Christ? This is very important truth for our belief. This attacks our salvation. If we don't believe deity of Jesus Christ, Jesus is Yahweh. He is a good shepherd. The second reason that motivates us to rest on Jesus as a shepherd is he gave his life for us. He gave his life for us. Look at verse 11 says that, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Look at end of the verse 15. It says, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And also look at 18 verse. No one has taken it away from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative. Jesus gave his life for the sheep. So he is a good shepherd. We can rest on him. This is sacrificial death of Jesus Christ on the cross for us. He took his people's sins. He became sin who knew no sin. Isaiah says, chapter 53, verse 7 says that, he was oppressed and he was afflicted. Yet he did not open his mouth like a lamb that is led to slaughter. And also verse 10 says, but the Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus gave his life for us. God the Father pleased. He is very happy to kill his son for your sake. Why did Jesus lay down his life for us? Because there is two reasons in scripture. First one, he wants us. He wants us, so he gave his life for us. Look at verse 12 says that, he who is hired hand and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them scatters them. Here Jesus is telling difference between hired hand man and himself. This hired hand were not owner of sheep because takes wages from owner. But Jesus is owner of his believer. He is not hired hand man who sees the wolf coming and runs away from sheep. He did not leave us. He did not leave his people, but he always with them. He always with us. He protects his people from enemies so that enemies may not attack his people. His people we are. He so different from these people who protects themselves, but he is a owner of us before foundation of the world. Look at same chapter, verse 27 says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Verse 28, "And I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus owns us, so he gave his life. Second one, why he gave his life? He concerns us. Look at verse 13 says, "He pleased because he is a hired hand. He is not concerned about the sheep." These Pharisees, these religious leaders, does not take care the sheep. Jesus, as a good shepherd, contrasts to the religious leaders of Israel. This shepherd cares his people, but these people doesn't care. Only they care for self-interest. My dear brothers and sisters, he cares us, so he rejected his glory. And he became man. And he came to die for us. He satisfied God for your sake and my sake. He gave his life so that we may live forever and ever. Why he gave his life? Because he has concern about us. He cares us. Lord Jesus Christ is good shepherd. He gave his life because he wants us, he cares us. So we can rest on him. My dear brothers and sisters, I have one friend who was shepherd in Nepal. He saw many times tiger when he was shepherding his flock. When he see tiger, he and his fellow shepherds shout loud so that the tiger may not attack the livestock and sheep. See, this is not story, really happened. Listen, my dear brothers, that the tiger visits his house night time, not to have fellowship with them, to attack them, to eat them. But I asked him, "Brother, did you run away any time when you see the tiger?" He said, "Yes, I run away, but not all the time." He said that we have two houses, one for them, one for livestock and sheep. One day, one chota tiger attacked buffalo, small chota buffalo. What happened? His grandmother hold thread, which is around the neck of buffalo. One side, tiger is pulling that buffalo. Another side, his grandmother pulling with thread. So, the people shouted loudly. This tiger ran away. My dear brothers and sisters, she knows she is in danger. Tiger may attack her, but she stands to save life of that buffalo because she wants that buffalo. She cares that buffalo. Even though my life ho gaya, but I won't leave my buffalo. The same way, Lord Jesus Christ did for us, my dear brothers and sisters. He didn't run away. This shepherd has died for us. How much terrible sinner we are. He took our sins. He came to die and not to run away from us. He wants us and cares us. Nobody like him, our shepherd, who loves you unto his death or unto her death. Even sometimes, shepherd will run away from sheep because of fear of death. But this Jesus Christ never leave you, forsake you. He is a good shepherd. He came to die for you, not to live. He rejected everything, my dear brothers, to give life for you, to protect you from eternal death, from wrath of God. How great shepherd is. How great Jesus is. Do you want this great shepherd? If anyone here who doesn't believe Jesus Christ, I am speaking with you. Do you believe this great Savior? Believe this great Savior. He never leaves you. He has concern about you. He cares you. Even your father, mother leaves you. He never leaves. My dear brothers, don't deceive yourself. Your heart will say that you believe Jesus next year, next day. But this is the time of salvation. This is the time to believe this great shepherd. God is speaking with you directly. Believe this great shepherd. The third reason that motivates us to rest on Jesus as a shepherd is he knows us. He knows us. Look at verse 14 to 15 says that, I am the good shepherd and I know my own and my own know me. Even as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. This verb knows is present tense. This main idea of this word is timeless truth. That Jesus knows his people, his sheep, all eternity past and all eternity future. How God the Father knows the Son of God, how Son of God knows Father. The meaning of this word is mutual knowledge. This is clearly experiential. Relationship between shepherd and sheep, how there is a relationship with Father and Son. The experiential knowledge of Jesus and his people and experiential knowledge of Jesus and his Son are same based on this verse. The intimacy of sheep and shepherd relationship is grounded upon intimacy between God the Father and God the Son. This shepherd knows you. How much he knows Father, he knows you by name. The sheep knows their shepherd. Look at same chapter, verse John Gospel chapter 10, 3 to 4. To him, doorkeeper opens, the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he puts forth all his own, he goes ahead of them. And sheep follow him because they know his voice. Jesus knows his people based on these words. His people knows Jesus. My dear brothers and sisters, in my childhood, I and my friends were playing in street. Sometimes without eating also, we were playing. The middle of the game, one voice will come. So maybe it's my mother. So without seeing my mother, I reply that voice. I don't reply any voice if it is not my mother's voice. My friend will reply. Because I and my mother has intimate relationship. Without seeing, we can recognize. Like that, my friend has relationship with his mother. He can recognize her voice. The same way, when Jesus calls his sheep, definitely, here I am. Like that we say, we come Jesus. So because that intimate relationship, Jesus knows you before the foundation of the earth. We knows when he comes us, when he calls us, when he regenerates our hearts. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus knows his people from, there are two group of people. Jesus knows his people, there are two different group of people. He knows his people from Israel. Look at verse 14 says. Verse 14 says, I am the good shepherd and I know my own and my own know me. The context of this passage is Jesus is speaking with Pharisees. The most of the Pharisees doesn't accept Jesus Christ as a son of God. But Jesus has intimate relationship with his people. He called his disciples. He has good relationship with disciples. He called by name. He knows the love of his people which is upon him. Not only he knows his people from Israel, but also he knows his people from Gentiles. Look at verse 16 says, he knows his people from Gentiles. Look at verse 16 says, I have other sheep which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd. Other sheep means here Gentiles. He has his people in Gentiles also. He must bring them also. Jesus is saying here, they will hear his voice. If Jesus said, definitely he will do that. People think that Son of God is partial. He loves only Israel. This is wrong, that even Jesus have no partiality in history also, in Old Testament also. He loved Assyrians who are enemies of God and enemies of his people. He sent prophet Jonah to them. Jonah does not like that Assyrian salvation. He went to opposite direction of God. But God made him to go Assyrians. Assyrians believed Jesus Christ. Assyrians repented. God saved them. Not only Old Testament, in New Testament also, a lot of Gentiles heard his voice. Jesus used Peter to bring Gentiles into the church in Cornelius' home. Jesus Christ made one person apostle to the Gentiles, that is Paul. He preached in Philippi, Thessalonica, Corinth, Macedonia, Galatian regions. Lot of sheep from Gentiles heard the good shepherd voice. Because they know his shepherd, and this shepherd knows them namely. Jesus knows his people America. Jesus knows his people Nepal, India. Especially he knows his people in Goa also. That's why we are here. God called us. And also he is gathering them into one church through the word of God by using preachers and teachers. My dear brothers and sisters, does Jesus know you? Do you know Jesus? There is no anyone who knows you like this shepherd. Jesus made us. There is no difference between Jews and Gentiles. There is no difference between white people and black people. There is no difference between height people and short people. Men and women. There is no difference. God called his people. Makes one body. He is the one shepherd for that flock. This is called church. He made us one body. Here this church have some from Andhra, some from Chennai, Gujarat, some from different place, Nepal also. But we are all one body, but one shepherd. Jesus done this. My dear brothers and sisters, if you understand this, your attitude will change with your brothers. My dear brothers and sisters, you will feel everyone in this church as your own family member. Do not stop fellowship with fellow brothers and sisters. If they cry, if you cry. If you have sorrow, they pray for you. If you are happy, they will be happy. If you have party, they come and have cake and biryani and pistali. Who will eat you if there is no one who come to your party? That is church. If you are happy, your church will be happy. That is the beauty of Church of Christ. My dear brothers and sisters, these things will happen when we understand the work of this good shepherd. The fourth reason that motivates us to rest on Jesus as a shepherd is he is able to save us. He is able to save us. Look at verse 17 and 18 says that, for this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it again. Verse 18, no one has taken it away from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This commandment I received from my Father. this verse saying that Jesus' ability to save us. We never be saved without Jesus' death and resurrection, my dear brothers and sisters. If Jesus died for us, but he did not rise from dead, we'll never be saved. I have seen this passage three ways how Jesus is saving us. Three ways how Jesus is saving us. Look at first way that how Jesus saving is, he saves by himself. He saves by himself. Look at verse 70 to 18 says, we see here, first person singular. First person singular. See, I lay down my life. I may take it again. No one has taken it away from me. I lay it down on my own initiative. I have authority to lay it down. I have authority to take it up again. I received commandment from Father. He's using I. That showing he is able to save us by himself. He is independent, not dependent. Yes, we know God the Father raised his Son from the dead. And Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. We know that. But this passage is saying he himself, I have authority. So he himself saves us. Not only he himself saves us, he saves by his authority. Second one, he saves by his authority. Look at verse 18 says that, I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. He has authority to give his life for us. Why did Jesus die on the cross? To take away sins, to bear eternal wrath. Here one wonderful observation. Who will die for sinners? Who is qualified to take punishment of sinners? Answer is that sinner cannot take punishment of another sinner's punishment. Even his sin also he can't bear. How sinner will bear another person's sins and punishment? So Jesus has authority because he is holy God. He is holy God, so he can die for sinners. He is the Lord of dead. He is the Lord of alive. No man has authority to rise up again, but God has authority to raise up. We have seen him in the scripture as a Yahweh. As a God, he can wake up by himself, by his authority. So that now Jesus' tomb is empty now also. That empty tomb is proving that Jesus is alive. We can rest on him. The third way, how he saves us by obedience to the Father. By obedience to the Father. Look at end of the verse 18 says that, this commandment I received from my Father. And look at verse 17 says that, for this reason the Father loves me. Father loves Son of God because he obeyed commandment of his Father. Father said to Son, you have to go. You should go die for my people, whom I elected. You should be man, and you have to live holy life on the earth. You should obey all commandments, and you should die on the cross. You should take eternal punishment and rise again. That is commandment of Father. So Jesus Christ obeyed that commandment. Nobody obeyed Jesus, God the Father commandment. There is no strength for anybody to obey that commandment. There is only one person, one God man obeyed Father voice, Father commandment. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus is able to save us. He saves by himself. He saves by his authority. He saves to obedience to the Father. Son of God, my dear brothers and sisters, Jesus is mighty to save us from evil things and from evil men. Jesus is able to save us to unredeemed body. Even though we want to live holy life, because of this unredeemed body, we are struggling a lot. So Jesus is able to save us. Jesus is able to save us from unredeemed heart. I am going to conclude, my dear brothers and sisters.
Are you resting on Jesus all the time?
We have seen four reasons that to rest on this great shepherd. Four reasons. The first reason, he is sufficient for us. Why he is sufficient? He is a divine shepherd. He is an excellent shepherd. He is a unique shepherd. So we can rest on him. Not only he is sufficient for us, he gave his life for us. And also he knows us by name. What is your situation? He knows. Everything he knows. Finally, he is able to save us from this life. My dear brothers and sisters, you will be danger if you are not walking along with your shepherd. There is no immediate cleansing for your sins, and you feel guilty, and there is no peace for you if you are not resting on this shepherd. Run to your shepherd and lean on him and bow before him and worship him. Please have continuous intimacy with him. If you fall, he can lift up. If you got injury, he heals with his word. If you are going astray from him, he beats with discipline staff by love. If you have dirty on you, he cleans and cleans and makes you like him one day. If enemies comes, he is in the front of you. Run and lean and rest on your shepherd. No one can stop you. God may help us to rest on this great shepherd. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we come before you. What a great salvation you gave us. What a great shepherd you gave us for us. He is sufficient for us, Lord. Lord, he gave his life. Lord, without his death and resurrection, we have no life in us, Father. This is your mercy upon us, your grace upon us. Lord, help us, always resting on Jesus, who is our good shepherd. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.